This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, Can We Ever Lose God's Gift of Salvation? Understanding Faith, Struggles, and God's Grace. It offers a simplified but careful look at what the Bible says about eternal security, free will, and the nature of true faith, addressing one of the most personal and difficult questions in the Christian life. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the theological and scriptural background in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D., Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. The question of eternal security. One of the biggest questions many Christians wrestle with is whether we can lose our salvation. Can someone who has accepted Jesus as their Savior ever fall so far away from God that they lose the gift of eternal life? Or is salvation something we can never lose, no matter what happens? These are deep and personal questions, and the Bible provides clear guidance when we look closely. This paper seeks to unpack what the Bible says about salvation, free will, and our struggles with sin. We'll explore whether salvation is a secure promise we can hold on to forever, or if we can turn away from God and lose it. Most importantly, we'll focus on God's grace and His desire for us to stay close to Him. Salvation, a gift we can't earn. The Bible is clear. Salvation is a gift from God. Romans 10 verses 9 to 10 tells us that we are saved when we confess Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead. Salvation isn't something we can earn by being good, going to church, or following a list of rules. It's about putting our faith in Jesus and trusting in His sacrifice on the cross. Imagine a lifeguard throwing a life preserver to someone drowning. The person in the water doesn't earn their rescue, they simply grab hold of the lifeline. In the same way, salvation is God's gift to us, and all we do is accept it. Can we walk away from salvation? While salvation is a gift, God doesn't force us to keep it. We still have free will, even after we're saved. The Bible warns about the danger of walking away from our faith. Hebrews 6 verses 4 to 6 describes people who have experienced God's goodness but deliberately turn their backs on Him. This isn't about accidentally sinning or having doubts, it's a choice to reject God entirely. Jesus Himself said in John 10 verses 28 to 29 that no one can snatch us out of His hand. However, He didn't say we couldn't walk away on our own. Salvation is secure as long as we stay in relationship with God, but He won't take away our ability to choose. Struggling with sin, a sign of life, not death. Every Christian struggles with sin. That doesn't mean we've lost our salvation. In fact, struggling is often a sign that God's Spirit is working in us. Galatians 5 verse 17 reminds us that the Spirit and our sinful nature are in conflict. The struggle shows that we care about living for God. What about when we fail? Falling into sin doesn't mean we've lost our salvation. King David sinned greatly, but his heart of repentance kept him close to God. The real danger is not feeling convicted about sin anymore, when our hearts become hardened and we stop listening to God's Spirit. The difference between falling and walking away. It's important to understand the difference between falling into sin and walking away from God. Falling is when we mess up but still desire to follow God. Walking away is a conscious decision to reject Him. Jesus warned in Matthew 13 verses 18 to 23 about people who receive the word but later abandon it because of distractions or hardships. This doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process of turning away from God and ignoring His voice. Staying close to God. So how do we stay strong in our faith? The Bible encourages us to endure in our relationship with God. Matthew 24 verse 13 says, "The one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Endurance doesn't mean perfection, it means staying connected to God through prayer, His word, and the fellowship of other believers. God's grace is always enough for us. As long as we keep turning to Him, He promises to forgive us and help us grow. Philippians 1 verse 6 reassures us that, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion." Conclusion: rest in God's grace. Salvation is a precious gift, freely given by God and made possible through Jesus' sacrifice. It's not something we earn or keep through our own efforts. While we can't lose salvation through struggling with sin, we must be careful not to walk away from God. His arms are always open, and His grace is always available.